again, everybody, and welcome to Around Town. I'm your host, Ron Giordano, and we have two wonderful guests today, Amy Williams and D.C. Hooten from the Huntley Police Department. We want to welcome them to 101.5 FM, your Huntley Community Radio Station. Ladies, welcome to Around Town.
Well, welcome. Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us today.
So we have two individuals here with a long tenure of service to Huntley that we'd like to have them tell us about. If you wouldn't mind, D.C. Hooten, tell us about your length of service here in Huntley.
Sure. My name is Linda Hooten. I've been with the Huntley Police Department for 22 years. I started my career as a patrol officer, and then I spent 4 years in the school as the school resource officer when Huntley High School and the middle school were in one building, so that's dating me a bit. And then I spent 10
years.
Okay. And then I spent 10 years as the investigation sergeant. So I oversaw investigations, the school resource officer at that time, and a whole other bunch of behind-the-scenes things that the police department does. And in 2021, I was promoted to deputy chief of patrol services.
Well, good for you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And how about you, Amy?
Well, I have had the lucky privilege to be a fine serving member of the Huntley Police Department for the last 24 years. Just had my anniversary, and I'm starting year 25, as a matter of fact. So super excited about that. Just like D.C. Hooten, I started my career in patrol, and then shortly thereafter got heavily involved in community relations. Did a lot of our community presentations, things like that. Worked with the schools. I was one of our first school resource officers. I, unlike Linda, actually started here when we used to have the school on Mill Street. So my first year teaching DARE was on Mill Street. So that was super fun. After I got promoted, I was a patrol sergeant, went to become the support service sergeant, where I had the privilege to work closely with Linda during that time. And shortly after Linda got promoted, I got promoted to deputy chief of the support services side. And I am so lucky because I've got a great partner to share in the police department with Linda, and we're a great team.
Yes, so, we are.
Well, before we get into the agenda, I have to ask, what prompted both of you ladies to become police officers? What was the driving force?
I've always wanted to. My parents thought I was crazy.
Typical mom and dad.
Right? They tried talking me out of it. From the time I was in middle school, I always wanted to be a police officer. I don't know where it came from. No one in my family is. I always enjoyed puzzles and reading mysteries and things like that, that it just... I was interested in it, and it just took off, and it hasn't changed. I can't imagine what else I would be doing if I wasn't here in Huntley as a deputy chief, as a police officer, and serving the community. So something happened in sixth grade that made me want to do it, and okay. It's never changed, and I'm very thankful for it.
Good for you. How about you, Amy?
I've actually wanted to be a police officer since I was a little kid. Always have been, much like Linda's parents. My parents were not thrilled by that. Almost 25 years later, still not thrilled by it.
Okay.
I actually still have my, when I was a little girl, remember a Velcro wallet? I used to have my little FBI badge and my Velcro wallet.
That was
wallet.
Long before our time.
Oh, you are so full of it.
Sometimes she still carries it.
Don't tell me. That was a secret. I only showed you that
sorry.
The one time.
As you can see, we have to keep these ladies under control here. Ladies, how about what they call the National Night Out here on August 1st? What's going on there?
So National Night Out is America's night out against crime, and the whole initiative is to bring the community together. It is always the first Tuesday in August, so this year it'll be held on August 1st, and we are going to start with a softball game out in Sun City. Are you playing, young lady?
I am playing this year. I most likely will be on second base. You will see me for I don't even know how many years it's been that I've been playing, but we will be out there. We always draw a big crowd. It's fire versus police. It's very fun.
Always win, and I'm the coach.
We will. Yeah. Well, you don't always win.
Oh, wait.
Last year we did.
Yeah.
We'll win again.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
Oh, boy. Fire, here's this. Look out. Look out. There'll be trouble in River City. How about the community programming? What's going on there, ladies?
Well, one of the things about National Night Out, though, real quick, is after our softball game, we will then head downtown. downtown, we will have an event on Main Street. Main Street will be closed. We'll be doing a bunch of kid activities, such as Bozo Buckets. We have a whole bunch of things going on downtown. We'll have squad car tours. Huntley Fire will be joining us. We have a bunch of other people that will be out and about with us. And it's just a great time to interact with police in a much different setting. We greatly enjoy it. And then followed by that is the concert in the square with Bella Kane.
You know, the kids are so attuned to all of the electronics and things like that. I'm sure one's going to come along and say, gee, do you have drones? And can I try one of your drones? I'm sure it's going to come up.
As a matter of fact, we do have drones. We do community demonstrations with them, and I'm sure we will probably have it out that day.
Yes, we most likely will.
Oh, you'll
so
draw
the kids.
The kids
will love it.
You'll draw the kids. They'll love seeing that. Absolutely.
Yep.
Absolutely. So the community programming, you've got the Citizens Police Academy. You want to tell us about that?
So we are a police department that is very dedicated to our community. We are really all about community and involvement and partnerships, because that's what really makes the difference. Community trust and partnerships is really what we try to build in our community. And one of the ways that we do that is through our Citizens Police Academy. It is a 10-week academy that meets for 10 straight weeks. We usually start just after St. Patrick's Day. The whole idea is it graduates during Police Memorial Week, which is in May. And the whole idea is to give you that insight into the Huntley Police Department. You see a wide variety of things, from patrol to investigations to sergeants, traffic crashes, the drones that you like. We talk about our community programming. So it's just a great overview of what we do as a police department. And it's a really great way for people to learn and develop that understanding with how the Huntley Police Department works and why police officers do some of the things that they do.
So, Amy, if someone wanted to participate in it, how do they go about that?
So usually about January, we start pushing out for the next class. Every information is pushed out through our social media and on our website. People can send the applications in to be selected for that. We fill up pretty quick, so if somebody's interested, they need to get that in soon. And then one of the cool parts is, after you attend the academy and graduate, you have the option to join our Huntley Citizens Police Academy Alumni Association. And if you've been out to any of our events, whether it's a torch run event or a event in the town square or Bike Huntley, pretty much any event that's going on in the village, you will see some of our wonderful volunteers out there. So it's an organization where it provides continuous training for them. They have monthly meetings. We bring in guest speakers, and they're a really great asset to our police department.
That's great. That's great. And how does the Junior Citizen Academy tie into all this?
So it was great. This was actually the first year that we ran it. We ran it earlier this summer in June. It was a 3-day Junior Citizens Police Academy. We had 16 kids graduate. It was our first year. It worked out really well. It was a nice insight to help kids develop an interest in law enforcement. So they got to kind of see firsthand how law enforcement works. And we brought in a bunch of different officers for them to be able to see how things work. It worked out really well, and we really had a great time doing it this year.
What's the age group on that, Amy?
It's for middle school kids. So basically, we are looking for those who are going into 7th and 8th grade.
Okay, okay. And DC, how about that Huntley High School program?
So we run, it's called the Huntley High School Summer Forum, and it kind of piggybacks off of the Junior Citizen Police Academy age range-wise. It's 8th graders going into freshman year of high school. So our high school, if most don't know it, is pretty large. And a lot of students, close to 3,000 students. So this program is geared towards 8th graders going into freshman year that have a little apprehension towards high school and being a part of a big school like that, going from middle school, making that transition. So we offer 3-day free camp hosted at the high school by our school resource officer and the other two resource officers from Lake in the Hills and Algonquin Police Department, along with our social worker and the social workers from Lake in the Hills and Algonquin, to put on a team building leadership camp that gets them ready for high school. They see the ins and outs of the school, they go on tours, they meet their deans, the principal, they talk about issues that they might face in high school, alcohol, drugs, tobacco, cyberbullying, sexting on their phones, internet safety, all those things that high schoolers face today and how they can deal with that and overcome all of those issues. And it's a great opportunity for them to see and meet their resource officer. So the police are in the school. We're very proud of that. We have a very good relationship with our school district. And it just starts to build those relationships that we want everybody to have a successful high school and know that there are resources available for them. So this summer forum, it's usually run the week before school starts in August, and it is 3 days. So start looking for the advertisement for it through our social media and sign your kids up for it.
Do they also address, for these young people going in, the fact that there's going to be bullies out there?
Absolutely. So we talk about that. We do bring back participants that went through the program last year that would be sophomores, and they tell them the rope. They show them the ropes. They tell them what to expect, that it's not as scary as you think it's going to be, and they're really good at promoting the program, helping them through these team building activities, things like that, that it's another face for these incoming freshmen to know, hey, sure, I know that person. They all leave with tie-dyed shirts so they can wear those at school and say, hey, that's a friendly face. That's somebody I know and I can reach out to. So it's starting to build that confidence and build that network of support within the school.
And Amy, how about this Safe Huntley? You want to tell us about that?
Actually, that is a fantastic program from D.C. Hooten to talk about because she is one that helped create that.
So, thank you. So this program, it's called Safe Huntley. Our new social worker, Megan Mumenthal, brought this to our attention last year and brought the idea to us, and it was well-received and fantastic. So what it is, it's called the sensory-friendly, accessible first responder experience. So we realize there's a portion of our population that is sometimes hesitant to contact the police because they have a child with disabilities or sensory issues, and the lights, the sirens, the radio from the police sometimes are overstimulation for their child. The parents are hesitant to call us, not knowing how we're trained to handle situations like that. And so we created a sensory-friendly program where there's no sounds, no lights, no heavy music or anything like that, that where these individuals and children and their families can come and meet police officers, meet the dispatchers. They can talk on our portable radio so they know what the police are hearing on the other side, what it looks like to talk on that. They can put our vests on if they feel comfortable with that, our uniforms. The fire department interacts with us, and they have a fire truck out there. The children can get as close as they want to it. And it's just a great opportunity for the parents to see the police officers, talk with them. We can pass along resources, explain how we're trained, how dispatch is trained, how the fire department is trained to handle any situation in which they might call us for. So we offered it last year at the library, which is already a quiet environment. And so we were able to keep it within the sensory friendly atmosphere that a lot of these children and young adults with disabilities look for and enjoy to be part of. So we hope to continue that and expand that through the school district.
We're going to pause for a minute to remind everybody that you're listening to 101.5 FM, your Huntley Community Radio Station. And we're talking with Amy Williams and D.C. Hooten from the Huntley Police Department. I have another question for you, D.C., and that's with that program you just explained. What about the autistic child? Because sirens and things like that could affect them.
Sure.
So how do you address that? How are you handling that?
So we offer this to those families, and they can let us know that they have a child within the house that is autistic, that has issues with lights and sirens, and we have a program where they can let us know that through our dispatch center. And so when the officers are dispatched, on their computer screen, they can see there's an autistic child there. So their response would be modified. They would turn off the lights prior to. They would be cognizant that some of their sounds and the way that they approach need to be changed or altered to accommodate that child or young adult. So all that's on our website, and we also have, through our social worker, the families can reach out to her, and she can pass information along to officers about any person with disabilities or medical issues, anything like that, that would help officers have a better response when they go to certain residents.
there's so much more responsibility for an officer now. For example, if someone's going into a diabetic coma, in the past people misinterpreted it as someone being drunk, and it was a medical issue. So that training and that knowledge is so important for the police force now to be able to recognize what is that situation.
Sure. And we have a lot of our officers that are CIT officers. Crisis Intervention Team is what CIT stands for. And they are specially trained. It's a 40-hour class that they go to. I want to say, Amy, help me out, probably three-fourths of our officers at this point are trained in it. And so they approach these situations. They're trained for de-escalation and different mental health issues, different medical issues. Like you said, with diabetics, they might not be fighting us. They might just need a cookie or sugar or something that brings them back to their normal, you know, status quo. And officers are trained to recognize that. And our officers do a phenomenal job with de-escalation and working with and using their verbal skills and communication skills to control the situations.
Well, the community should be proud, because all that you're explaining to the folks out there is all the good things that you're doing, how much work you put into it, and it's all meant to keep everybody safe and do a great job and be able to address all those issues when they come along. Just like, unfortunately, the active shooter training, that's so important in today's world, right, Amy?
Yeah, we started doing that. Myself and Officer Larkin got certified a few years back in civilian response to active shooter training. And within that training, we actually go to a wide variety of different businesses. We have gone to our park districts. We've gone to various churches. We've gone to several factory type manufacturing buildings and created this and done this training with their staff. And it's really designed to work with and to teach their employees how to respond, unfortunately, if there is an active shooter on their location. But it's not necessarily just about the active shooter. It's more of an active attack event in which it can be anything. It can be somebody who is stabbing somebody, somebody who's shooting, anything in which they are trying to cause death and destruction to a large number of people. So we work with the different businesses. We do a walkthrough of the business. We make some recommendations about things that they can change to help them develop better things to keep their employees and themselves safe.
So with all the jobs, all the tasks that you ladies have, do you sleep like only 2 hours a day? Is that it?
Well, we don't sleep during the day.
Okay.
We're not
we don't sleep at night.
Only at night? Okay, 2 hours a night. The ladies, who would like to talk about the torch run events?
Oh, well, I am
Amy's category.
Well, I am certainly so excited to talk about that.
Wait a minute now.
Yeah.
Amy was also involved in the donut thing, you know, cop on a
Everything torch run is Deputy Chief Williams.
Oh, well, actually, I'm kind of offended, because straight across from me is Jim at the table here. And Jim is the one that sat at that Dunkin' Donuts and ate those donuts. Remember that.
Yeah, and so did Nancy Binger from the Huntley Chamber. But when the winner ate six donuts in a matter of 5 or 6 minutes, she was only on the first donut. So well, she did very far.
And Nancy actually had a good strategy.
Yeah, right.
Nancy did good. But, of course, the winner was Matt, who, of course, is a Huntley police, not officer, but he is a support service manager, or assistant, excuse me. So he was out there representing us very proudly that day. And you did a great job broadcasting from there, as a matter of fact.
Oh, she must want something. Whenever Amy does that, she wants something. You know, do you see the... anyway, your torch run events, Amy.
Well, we have had such a great partnership with Special Olympics, and that's what the torch run is about. The torch run is really the grassroots fundraising. It is the largest fundraising event for those with special needs. It is really designed, more importantly to me, is to raise awareness about those with intellectual disabilities, to show that they have the ability to achieve great things. I think sometimes we try to limit people and put them in categories, and what our events do is they show that those with intellectual disabilities have the ability to achieve great, great things.
Amy, when is that event?
Well, as a matter of fact, we just completed our last event on Saturday, which was our 20th anniversary at Tippecop at Culver's. They were kind enough to host that for us. We run three events. We do a Don't Be Fooled by a Disability 5K that always runs April Fool's Day weekend. And again, it's to show don't be fooled by that disability, but rather be into their abilities and see what those are. We host our Cop on Top event, which is always in May. We always conclude with a donut eating contest, again, which Jim participated in.
True.
Which we get a wide variety of community members to come out and support. And then we do a Tip a Cop event at Culver's. So we're very fortunate for our relationship with the community to come out and support our many, many amazing, great athletes.
You know, the Cop on Top at Dunkin' Donuts, there was a lot of special needs kids that were there. And it was awesome because when they were interviewed, they were just so excited and they were so forthright in what they were saying and what they were doing. It was just amazing to see that because for them it was really a big deal. And the excitement was just, it was over. You could see it in their eyes. It was really great.
It's contagious when you're at Cop on Top.
They're amazing. We've got a great core group of athletes that we work with. And what is actually more impressive and more heartwarming to me is to watch our officers interact with our athletes and then watch our community come out and support them. We are so lucky to work and be in such an amazing community.
That's great. That is really great. How about summer activities for the village?
Oh, there's a lot going on.
Right. We are right in the middle of all of our summer festivals, summer events, and we wanted the community to know that all of our events, we have an extra presence of officers out there working, walking, talking with the community, and just having that police presence. So if you see an officer out at the concert in the square, at the farmer's market, stop by and say hi. Give them a high five. Go up and talk to them. They enjoy the community interaction. They enjoy being out, seeing what's going on, and just meeting different residents, businesses, business owners, everything like that. So at these events and festivals, we are utilizing our drone that we talked about earlier.
Okay.
So we put the drone up just for safety and to check the rooftops, check what's going on, get an overview of everything where the festival is being held. So you'll start seeing new signs posted before the events that the drones might be used. So if you hear that minor buzzing up in the air, look up and you might see Officer Kepler or Officer Rowlett or Officer Ingallinera. We have several drone instructors and drone officers. They might be there playing on their little keypad and flying a drone above us.
They're working. They're working hard.
They are working
100%.
Hard.
100%.
How about this Bike Huntley? You want to tell us about that, ladies?
Well, Bike Huntley is a great opportunity to bike around Huntley.
Bike around Huntley, exactly. With some officers.
It is coming up on
July 30th.
Ooh,
so it
soon.
Kicks off our Huntley Week. And that leads into our National Night Out. So through the week of Huntley, that July 30th to whatever that Friday is, all the entities in the village, the park district, the library, the police department,
school district, fire protection,
all host an event. So I believe they're doing passports like last year. If you attend all of them, you get a passport, you get a sticker for each one. You can put it in a hat or a boot or whatever they're putting it in. And usually there's a prize to be won if they do it like they did last year. But it kicks off with Bike Huntley. So we ride our bikes through the village. You get to see the village from a different perspective on the streets and through the wonderful walking paths that we have and bike paths. And it's led by officers. And it finishes up in the square with lunch.
And that's where you see our amazing Citizens Police Academy volunteers.
Absolutely.
Out helping with traffic and such. It's a great day. And if you've done it before, you want to come back out again because we always update and change the route just a little bit.
Yep. Keep you on your toes or your pedals.
Oh, good one. Good one.
Thank you.
Before you run out of time, there's a couple of things. You have some new positions, correct?
We do. We have, I mentioned before, our social worker, Megan Mumenthal. She has been with us since January of 21, so she's going on her second year, and she's been an asset to our department. She's been fantastic with reaching out for home visits, for families going through crisis, families that have medical issues or mental health issues. She can help them connect with resources, make safety plans, things of that nature, and she also does a lot of community presentations. So if there's groups out in Huntley within Del Webb or through churches or different organizations that are looking for any presentation from somebody within the police department or the community, reach out to Megan Mumenthal. She's always happy to put together a training.
And I assume the new Polaris Ranger is something that Amy rides?
Well, you know, they don't really. Well, I will say I did pick it out.
She did pick it out.
I did pick it out. It's a new, I don't want to say toy because that's not the right word, but it is a new.
It's a new vehicle.
It's a new vehicle. One of the things when we have done some community events, we always have to borrow somebody. So we decided, you know what? This is a great community. We need to make sure we have our own proper resources to be able to use. So we purchased a Polaris Ranger. It will be fully outfitted with lights and sirens. It's a great tool. It allows us to get on bike paths if need be. It allows us to move faster in large crowds of people if need be. So we do have some tough winters around here, so we could actually use it to pull somebody out of a ditch, too, if we get there.
Oh, there you go. There you go. That makes sense. Before we sign off, I wanted to say thank you to both of you ladies for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us.
And thank you for your dedication, devotion to your jobs. And it shows in the promotions that you've received. We want to thank you for that. And for all you folks out there, we hope that you enjoyed this show and listening to what the Huntley officers have to say about the community and what they're doing with the community and to help out. You've been listening to 101.5 FM, your Huntley Community Radio station. Go to huntleycommunityradio.com. Contact us if you have any questions. In the meantime, officers, thank you so much for being here today and have a great day.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.